treating and all the rest.
Banks now, though, with gardens that are open within our region for the NGS for the month of July. Hello, Jeff Stonebanks.
Hello there. Good morning, Joe and Jeff.
How are you both? We're both very well, thank you. And you?
Not too bad, thank you. It's lovely and sunny here in Seaford at the moment.
Good, so good.
It stays that way.
I hope so, too. Right. What have you got for us this month?
Okay, we've got 8 gardens to tempt your listeners with for next month, all of which will serve the conventional homemade teas and allow children in free. So let's start first of all in Surrey with Moleshill House, the garden belonging to the chairman of the NGS, Penny Snell. It's located in the Fairmile, Cobham. Penny will be opening the garden gate on Sunday the 20th between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. There's a combined admission with Fairmile Lee, which is in an adjacent lane to Moleshill House, of £5.50, and they're both on the A307 Esher to Cobham Road. In Penny's garden, enjoy music in this romantic garden, where a short woodland path leads from the dovecot to beehives. You'll find informal planting, contrasting with the formal topiary box and garlanded cisterns. There's a colourful courtyard and pots, conservatory, fountains, bog garden, and a pleached avenue. Seen the garden myself, and it's well worth a visit. It's wonderful. We then move on to 48 Woodmanston Lane, which is approximately a third of an acre, which can be found in Wallington, and will open on Sunday the 27th of July from 12:30 to 4:30 with entry £4. It's part of a former small holding built around the original orchard's remaining fruit trees. The bold, curvy design is softened by a sumptuous palette of perennial grasses. Pop into the secluded kitchen garden, relax on the pond's deck. The planting combinations offer plenty of inspiration to those looking for ideas, and the owners are on hand to offer advice. Moving south then to a unique duo in Worthing in West Sussex, there's Oak Grove College in the Boulevard, 1 mile west of Worthing, and Palatine School Gardens in Palatine Road off the A2302, signed at Goring, which are both opening together on Sunday the 6th of July between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Combined entry will be £4 and teas will be served at Palatine School. Here you've got Oak Grove, which has been described as an inspiring example of how special needs children have transformed their school grounds into a green oasis. It has extensive and unusual planting with large sensory courtyard sculptures and mosaics. Meanwhile, Palatine School is a many-roomed mature garden with varied planting, constructed by teachers, volunteers and children with special needs also, never ceases to surprise visitors who will find a wildlife corner, large and small ponds, themed gardens and children's outdoor art features. Moving across in East Sussex, we have a newly named group, the Seaford and Newhaven Group, which is actually open today as well, and will open again on Sunday the 20th of July from 11 to 5 p.m. The combined entry for the 6 uniquely different gardens in the group is £5. I'll be visiting them after I go off air, and visitors can get cream teas at both the starting point, 8 Sandgate Close, and Windover. So maybe I'll see some of your listeners there later on. Across the 6, you'll see a green and tranquil haven, an integrated combination of flowers, fruits, vegetables and 3D landscaping, a small delightful garden stocked with cottage plants, mature ginkgo and silver birch, and not to mention the stunning coastal and harbour views. And definitely not to be missed. Also in Sussex, in Ardingly, we've got Cobb Cottage North, located north of the village off the B2028 in Selsfield Road. It'll open on both Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 20th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. with entry £3. There's a half-acre garden on the edge of the village with mixed shrubs, perennials and annuals set off by flowing lawns, 3 wildlife ponds and cascades patio with seating in terracotta pots. And the book does say a must-see is Peter's giant show onions in raised beds, not to be missed. Then the final part of the jigsaw is a new garden in northeast Hampshire, just 3 miles from the M3 Junction 5, the Four Seasons Hotel in Dogmersfield, near Hook. It'll open on 3 dates in July, the 1st, 15th and 29th. Entry's £4. The garden is steeped in nearly 1,000 years of history. Dogmersfield Park was first mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086. Explore the country estate where Henry VIII met Catherine of Aragon. Walk through the splendour of the walled garden, the rose walk and apple orchard before relaxing with afternoon tea in the Grade 2 listed manor house, which would need to be booked in advance. The second offering in Hampshire is celebrating a magnificent 30 years of opening to the National Garden Scheme. 1 Wogsbond Cottages in Rotherwick is 2.5 miles north of Hook and opens on Sunday the 13th and Monday the 14th of July between 2 and 5 p.m. Entry is £3. This is a small traditional cottage with a roses round the door look much photographed seen on calendars, jigsaws and in magazines. You'll find mixed flower beds and borders, vegetables grown in abundance, an ornamental pond and alpine garden. And finally, I'd just like to squeeze one more in, if I may. My own award-winning garden, Driftwood, which is recently featured in National Magazine in England and in France. Driftwood will open in Seaford on Tuesday, the 1st of July, from 11 to 5. So, those are our gardens opening across the area in July, Joe. Let's hope that the forecast Ian predicted goes ahead and some great gardening visits.
Indeed. All right. Thank you very much indeed. And people can look at your own website, which is driftwood.co.uk.
Driftwoodbyc.co.uk. You are very kind, sir.
Very good, Jeff. We will speak in about a month's time.
All this week.